Happy Wednesday. Listen to the audio version here. I'm writing to you on a cool and rainy day. I'm actually enjoying it because it means I do not feel guilty about staying in the house and working on my computer. When it is hot and sunny outside, I can't help myself or stop myself from wanting to go out for a walk or take my son Jack to the park. That is one excuse that I sometimes make when I don't want to work. It's sunny outside. We should take advantage of the good weather and go for a walk. Do you ever make excuses so you do not have to do what you know you should be doing? You might be trying to avoid doing the laundry, finishing a project or assignment, or quite possibly you are making excuses about improving your English. Maybe you feel like you don't have time, that you have other important things to do, that you can study English later, or that your efforts won't work, etc., etc. I know that I do this sometimes. I will avoid a project when I am unsure of the outcome. I question if it is worth the time and effort. Let me tell you, studying English is a process, a long process, which will never probably end. The problem is that most people do not study English in the right way for them. Everyone is different, and no method or book is going to help everyone. You must find out what your learning style is and then do activities that highlight your learning style. There are three types of learners, which I explore in depth on my latest project for online tutors. Check it out here. Number one, visual learners. Number two, auditory learners. Number three, kinesthetic tactile learners. As you can imagine, some people learn best by seeing information, visual. Others need to hear the information they want to learn, auditory. Lastly, there are learners that need a hands-on experience or who need to use the information in order to learn effectively. These are tactile learners. So, what type of learner are you? Do you study with your learning style in mind? What activities or materials do you use? In your personal experience, what should each type of learner do or not do to stay motivated? I'm interested to know what you do, so come and share your answers and opinions on the blog. We can all get together there and learn from one another. Confucius said, "Choose a job you love, and you'll never have to work a day in your life." This also can apply to learning English. Choose an activity that you love, and you'll never study English a day in your life. When you use English to accomplish something else, you stop focusing on the English and redirect your attention to the objective. Understanding a newspaper article in English. Cooking a new recipe in English. Learning how to take better photos in English. Enjoying a novel by your favorite author in English. Writing to a pen pal in English. So, this month I encourage you to start a hobby that you love, but use English to learn it. All the best, and see you next month. Diana from HelpingYouLearnEnglish.com.